Hello, everyone, and welcome to Sports History News.
Today, we will be discussing two different scandals that happened during the 1990s.
The first is the attack on Nancy Kerrigan. The people who were involved in this were Nancy Kerrigan, Tonya Harding, Jeff Gooley, Tonya's ex-husband, and the bodyguard. These girls were rivals on the American Olympic team, and Tonya wasn't as good as Nancy. This event happened January 6, 1994, in Detroit in the Cabo Arena. The two skaters, Nancy and Tonya, were competing for the Olympic team, and there weren't enough spots, so they were competing for one spot on this team. Nancy was just a little bit better than Tonya. This led Tonya to become very angry and hire a hitman to attack Nancy after she was practicing one day. The man hit her in the shins with a metal pipe and ran away. Tonya was later banned for life from skating on June 30th, 1994. This event has brought more popularity and interest in the sport in today's world. Now on to the next scandal.
Our next scandal is about the O.J. Simpson trial. It involved O.J. Simpson, who was a former college and professional football star. He played running back at the University of Southern California, or USC, and he also played professionally for the Buffalo Bills and San Francisco 49ers. It also involved his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, who was an American-German actress, and Ronald Goldman, who was an American waiter and a good friend of Nicole's. So on the night of June 12, 1994, O.J. Simpson's ex-wife, Nicole, and her friend, Ronald Goldman, were found stabbed to death outside of Nicole's home in Los Angeles, California. As a result, O.J. became a prime suspect in the case because he had a history of being abusive towards Nicole. 5 days later, the police notified O.J. of all the charges against him, and instead of surrendering to the police, O.J. hid in the back of his car, driven by his friend A.C. Cowlings with a gun, and drove away from the police. This slow speed car chase lasted for about an hour. The whole event was live streamed on TV for about 95 million people to watch. They eventually drove back to OJ's house, where OJ was placed under arrest in police custody. On July 22, 1994, OJ entered the plea of not guilty, and on January 24, 1995, the trial began in Los Angeles, California. The district attorney's office thought that O.J. had a history of being abusive towards Nicole because Nicole had called 911 twice before complaining that O.J. was being threatening and destructive. However, the defense attorney argued that evidence had been mishandled, police were racist towards O.J., and false evidence had been placed in O.J.'s home by police. It was proven that an important blood sample pulled from the crime scene had been mishandled when they were trying to find the DNA during the investigation. This important piece of evidence was not able to be used during the trial. The O.J. trial was played live on many television networks with millions of people watching. During the trial, O.J. never took the stand, but 150 witnesses did testify. After about 8 months of the trial, the jury reached a verdict. On October 3, 1995, O.J. was found not guilty for the murders of Nicole and Ronald. However, he was sued by the victims' families for being responsible for their deaths. The jury found him guilty of this charge, and O.J. had to pay $33.5 million in damages to the families.
So, those are the two scandals that happened in the 1990s, and that's it for our podcast. See you next time.
Thanks for listening.
Sports History News.